everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. Today, I will be mainly focusing on the midlife of Charles Manson, from about age 17 to the summer of 1969, when he killed 9 people. Charles Manson, before we start, is a cult leader. He was mainly active in 1969 when he killed 9 people, including the famous actress Sharon Tate. And yeah, he was a very famous cult leader. Anyway, Charles Manson, quick review of his early life, because we all know that the early life shapes the life afterwards. So he was born to a 16-year-old mom who was an alcoholic and a prostitute, so she was not at home that often. He was neglected and was bounced from school to school. He did have troubles. He was qualified as extremely antisocial to the point where he was dangerous. He went in and out of jail throughout his early years and was released at 17 years old after he served some time for robbing grocery stores. And that's when our story is mainly going to start, what we're going to focus on in this specific podcast. So, at 17 years old, Manson, he was a little crazy, as we all know, because, you know, killed tons of people. But at 17, he tried to have a more normal life. It was a short period, a very short period. But yeah, he received parole in 1954 after having good behavior, and he moved to West Virginia to be with his mom. In 1955, he married Rosaline Jean Willis, she was a waitress at a hospital, and together they had a kid named Charles Manson Jr. This short period of, I don't know, quote-unquote normal did not last long after he was caught stealing cars and was sentenced to 3 years in jail. When this happened, his wife divorced him, and her son took the last name of his new dad and officially changed the name to Jay White later on. He ended up committing suicide in 1993, and it is said it's because of the Manson murders and the fact that he didn't want to live knowing that his father had killed those people, which is very sad. But after serving 3 years in jail, Manson became involved with a prostitute named Leona Candy Stevens, and together they had his second son, Charles Luther, which his whereabouts are unknown. He, I guess, wants nothing to do with him, which I don't blame him, honestly. But, of course, knowing Charles, this short period of somewhat normal did not last long, and he was sentenced to 10 years in jail after getting caught passing stolen checks. Now, it was at his hearing that Leona, the mom of the second child that he had, pleaded to the judge saying that she would not marry him if he went to jail, and the judge was nice enough to give his 10-year sentence and made it a suspension. But in 1960, he broke his probation and was put into jail for 10 years. In 1967, though, after 7 years in jail, he was able to leave because of good behavior. It is said that when the people came to get him out of jail, he didn't want to leave because he felt like he couldn't face the outside world. Which, I guess if we would have just left him in jail for another 10 years, I mean, he wouldn't have caused all those murders. But he was released in 1967, and that was the same year his third son, Matthew Roberts Manson, was supposedly conceived and put up for adoption by his mother, known only as Terry. But the crazy thing is that Matthew Roberts Manson claims he's the son of Manson, but when a paternity test was done, it came up inconclusive. Now, if you look up the two next to each other, Charles Manson and Robert's Manson, they look extremely similar, but their paternity test did come up inconclusive at the time. Anyway, moving on. Soon after he got out of jail, Manson moved to San Francisco, and his first follower ended up being a library assistant, Mary Burning. She was also the mother of the fourth son, or third, I guess, if you don't count Robert, Matthew Roberts. And the son's name was Valentine Michael Manson. And that was in 1968. Soon after having Valentine, Manson convinced Mary to allow other women into their apartment. And after a while, she finally gave in. And at one point, they had 18 women in their apartment. And this was what started the original Manson family, the cult. And Manson was the cult leader. Now, at this time, it was the 1960s, and they were crazy about drugs in this cult. And it was mostly LSD, which is a hallucinating drug, and it kind of affects your memory, and you don't know where you're at. And this was how Manson was able to wrap up followers, and he made them think that he was the Messiah, that he was original, like he was Christ. And all these people blindly followed, mainly women. Eventually, he moved in with a Beach Boy drummer, Dennis Wilson. But he did not last here long because the manager of Wilson's manager ended up kicking him out. But this is a way that he met a lot of people working in the music industry because Manson was very interested in music. But he was kicked out of Wilson's house. And so he took a bus with all his followers and they relocated to a rundown ranch. And this is where he became obsessed with the song Helter Skelter by the Beatles. And he thought that it meant that there was a race war coming, that it was going to be blacks against whites. And according to the BBC, in Manson's fevered mind, black people would emerge victorious, but would have to rely on the guidance of family to help them build a new social order. And Manson couldn't even fathom this. He was very racist. It was this concept that made Manson want to kill these people. He thought it was necessary to execute 9 murders throughout the summer of 1969 because he wanted to be blamed on the blacks, and so that way the whites would win the war, even though there really wasn't a race war going on at the time. Instead, he just ended the 1960s. But he ended up killing 9 people, murdering them, and he did not end up getting away with it, as we know, because he ended up being thrown in jail for life, and he ended up dying in 2015 at the age of 83. But it's all because of a big part of what made him become who he is because of his childhood and the fact that he was neglected and pushed aside. And he tried to have a normal life with multiple women, but it never worked out for him, and he ended up getting consumed by drugs, and to the point where he ended up killing people because of the lyrics of the song that wasn't even what the song was talking about. And that's kind of his midlife before he was killing people. This was up until the summer of 1969, and this was what made him become who he is. So I hope you guys enjoyed this somewhat short podcast of the normal-ish life before his murders of Charles Manson.